M7, the Ptolemy cluster. Now, M7 is fairly simple to find from where I just was. It is back behind Scorpius, and it is almost between Shaula, S-H-A-U-L-A, and Cos Australis, almost dead in the center, but a little up from center, or that would be a little north. So if you drew a line between Shaula and Cos Australis, divided that line in half, and went straight north, or up in this situation, you would find M7. Now, M7 is a large cluster. I've got a 24 millimeter eyepiece on my 90 millimeter f/11 refractor, and this cluster fills the eyepiece. The central portion of this cluster probably has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, probably about 30 fairly bright stars. And almost dead center is a beautiful double. And then to the left of that is at least a triple. I'm going to swap eyepieces real quick, because that may actually be a quadruple. Just to the left of that really pretty double. So I'm going to swap down to a 13 millimeter eyepiece. Bear with me just a second. Refocus. Now that appears to just be a triple. There is another star next to it, but it's a little ways away. It's not close enough, I'd say, to be part of that. But that does appear to be just a triple. Now this cluster is not quite as dense as some of the other open clusters. In particular, the one I was just looking at was M6. M6 has a lot more depth to it as you increase the magnification. There's a whole lot of stuff to look at. M7 is very beautiful as a whole, but as you drill down, there's a few splits or a few doubles to split, and a few little asterisms. Other than that, it's not overly interesting.